are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me on this Friday morning, it's Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be here again this morning. Let people know what's going on in their community.
Absolutely. Long time no see.
Yeah. That's right. We enjoyed the evening last night together.
Yeah, the Avera Foundation event. That was a great kickoff to Oahe Days. It seemed like everybody had fun. There was great food. There was great music. I mean, you couldn't, yep. And you couldn't ask for a better night.
Nope, that's right. We talked about that last night. What a beautiful night it was, and everybody that was there is just really enjoyed it, you know, and right by the river there in Steamboat Park, and the music was good, and it's a great fundraiser for the Avera Foundation.
Yes.
And so you just couldn't ask for a nicer evening. They picked it very well. We'll give them credit for that nice weather.
It worked out really, really well. And now this morning, you're in a little different attire than I saw you last night.
Yeah,
but
sure
you've got a really cool event that's coming up here this morning.
Yep, there sure is, Dave. This is the Trail of Governors unveiling. And this morning at 10 o'clock at the Capitol Building, the public's invited. They can come up there and see the last three governors that will be unveiled. They'll bring the total of 31 governors. And I've got to hand it to the Trail of Governors Board of Directors that have worked so hard to put this whole thing together.
Yes.
They've, you know, found the family members to help, and just all the volunteers and the artists and everyone that did such a great job. You know, they went through a 100-year flood, and then they went through this pandemic, and they kept doing their hard work and brought this to completion. So that'll be 31 once these get located after today. The city works with the state to position those around the community, and they've really been a great asset to the community. I hear comments all the time of people that, you know, want to get the trail map and either walk the trail. School classes, go and have school projects with the trails and learn more about the governor. So it's just a great project and for the community up here.
Yeah, it really is. So it'll be nice to be all caught up to this point and just in time for the run with the govs, which is kind of a neat idea. They're running the trail as well.
Yep, absolutely. That'll be a neat thing. It looks like the weather's going to be great, hot, but
it's a good thing they're running in the morning. We'll put
that
way.
That's right. Yeah, so Tiffany Sanchez and Ann Schwartz have done a great job with that run for the govs. You know, they've worked very hard on that, and really it's growing to be really a fun event. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run. You can take your family and the kids and walk the route and let the kids look at all the governors and read about them. You take your baby strollers along or your little bikes, and it's turned into a great family thing, as well as the, you know, the more of the runners type that want to run that whole route. It's just a lot of fun, so it's turned into a great event.
It really has. Now, there's, you know, a lot going on in the city. Of course, we're in construction season, so roads are getting done. So we just ask people to be patient with the crews and, you know, slow it down a little extra. But the water treatment plant, people are wondering, you know, where we are now and kind of where we're going next with that.
Yep, that's right, Dave. And that's really an exciting project. This is, you'll be seeing, you know, the new water this year. We hope to be able to have new water totally flying to taps by late summer, early fall, in that August-September timeframe. And we've had our water crews down there working with all of the pumps and valves and equipment and all those types of things. So we've got water in the plant. It's been circulating through that. We haven't, you know, put it into the distribution system yet, but just making sure all the valves and pumps and there's no leaks and everything is working right. You know, there's a lot of different chemicals that are required by state statute for the treatment of the water. And so we're just doing all of those things to make sure everything's ready. And then we do have to flush all the zones again one more time, like
That's
we did
right.
last fall. We have to do that final thing. This one won't be quite as aggressive as last fall was. Last fall, we really cleaned the pipes themselves on the interior. This one will be more of a flush of the pipe to start getting the new water pushed in and the old water out. So, you know, and that whole process takes about 45 days. So, you know, they'll start doing that sometime in July, I suppose, or August, and then we'll start pumping the total system through the distribution system.
That'll be great. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really progressed really well. You know, there haven't been snags in the construction, which, you know, with COVID and the supply chain, that's really, really been a bonus.
Yeah, it really has, Dave. That's a good point. You know, that project has just gone as smooth of a project as I've been experienced with. For that big of a project, it's just gone very smooth. And we're hoping to have water to your tap by, in that November time frame. And we're going to move that up a couple months because it's been ahead of schedule. They've got everything enclosed so they could start on the interior work a little quicker than what they're thinking.
Right.
And so it's just been a great project. And I know the community's excited about it because that's probably the most question I get is about the water treatment plant. And how's it going? And people are interested in that. We do plan to have some type of open house down there once we get everything up and running good. And I really encourage the public to take the time, if you can, and go down and take a tour of that facility, because it's really amazing. What you see above ground, you know, there's a lower level.
Right.
And it's just a maze of pipes and valves and pumps, and it's a state-of-the-art facility. And something Pierre can be proud of. And, you know, I really think it fits in really well down there in Steamboat Park, too. You know, we just thinking back 4 years ago when we started, we sent the engineers back three times on the design portion because we wanted to make sure that the building fit in with the surroundings down there and didn't look like just a cold treatment plant down there. We wanted it to look nice, fit into the Steamboat Park atmosphere, you know, and I think we accomplished that. And I'm excited to get that rolling.
Yeah, it's been quite an undertaking, and it's great to see it getting pretty much, you know, over the finish line here very, very soon. And,
yep.
You know, that's not the only construction. We got the pool project going, and there's the development that's going to be coming to the old city property, too.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. You know, we've got two big projects yet that are going to be a couple years yet in the making. And you think of I've been mayor now for 5 years, and that total time we've been doing big construction projects, investing a lot of money in the community, and these projects will serve the community for decades in the future.
That's right.
And the development down there, the old City Hall property, the next step in that now is that we will close, the city will close on the county property next week. Hague Properties, who's the developer, they will close on the Printcom building towards the end of June, and then we'll transfer all of that money, property to, Hague's Properties will end up owning that. Then we'll vacate Chappelle Street, and then once Hague Properties own all of that piece, then you'll start seeing buildings being torn down. I think by the end of the summer, you know, you'll see buildings start to come down and get that site all leveled, the street taken out of there, the utilities moved. We're hoping to get all the site development for that piece done this year. And then next year, they'll start construction of that. So I think you'll see there'll be quite a bit of movement on that next spring.
Right. So, yeah, getting the buildings down, getting the groundwork done and ready to just get at it next year. So.
Yep. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but, you know, Hague Properties just built a manufacturing facility down by Sioux Falls. They're a Sioux Falls company. And they build a little differently than what we're used to seeing. You know, once they start on the apartments down there and the hotel, it won't be your normal stick-framed building where you'll see the frame go up and then, you know, a bunch of activity. They actually build the units down at their manufacturing plant. They like the apartment. The whole apartment will be completed. They'll bring it up here on a semi, And then when they're ready, and they'll take a crane and just lift that completed piece off and set them up just like Legos, you know? And so you could be driving to work one day, and it could be, you know, empty, and a week later you could see a building.
Yeah, and that's a great – and we've really seen a shift in building that way, because the buildings go up quicker
way,
because they've already got the parts and pieces. Just put them up, you know, and off it goes, and it's up there a lot quicker than the old, like you said, the stick-built way.
Yep, absolutely. And the good part of that, too, is that there's some local contractors that will be able to do some work on that, too, you know, electricians, plumbers, concrete folks, site prep folks, you know, all of those things too could, you know, they'll try and bid locally here, so some of the local contractors can get a piece of that. So that's really exciting too. You know, Hague Properties is just a great development property company. You know, that's what they do, and they like to, you know, have local people be involved in the project. So That'll be an exciting one to see develop.
It really will, and that's a great way to do it. Before I let you go, I want to, of course, say a big thank you, because we're going to be down at Oahe Days tomorrow. We've teamed up with the YMCA. We're having a dunk tank to help them raise some money, and you volunteered to be the first guy in the tank.
Yes, I did. You know, and that's a great activity, and, you know, it's just a great thing that, you know, Dakota Radio Group and can help out the YMCA like that. It's a great fundraiser. And I, you know, those types of things, if I am available and here in town, you know, I always, if people ask me to do that, I always do that, because people have fun. The kids have fun throwing the balls, dunking the mayor, you know.
And that's right.
Everybody, it's a great time. And we talked about, the weather's going to be warm.
Yeah, so it'll probably be in the 80s first thing when you get in there. So that's not a bad time to get in.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So that's great. And it'll be a fun time. And everybody come down to, you know, we planted new grass down there, so we got some of it roped off, but there's sidewalks and walkways where you can cross that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Oahe Days group has just done a great job organizing that again, and there's lots of things to do. Bring the family down, the kids down. There's lots of things to do, and the dunk tank will be set up, and Dakota Radio Group and YMCA will be there to take your donations and hand you some balls and give it a try.
That's right. So thank you for that. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Enjoy the unveiling of the statues this morning.
Thank you. That's another fun thing that, you know, the community is just adding new things all the time. So it's great.
Absolutely. And if the public wants to go, 10 o'clock, go on out and enjoy the unveiling, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. There's Peer Mayor Steve Harding joining us on this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam.